Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Lewis Kuroshi, and I'm here with my co-host, or your co-host, I suppose, Derek and Mary. You know, how's it going today?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. A bit tired, you know. But anyways, today we're going to be doing some hip-hop and R&B today. It's, you know, it's a good selection. We're going to be going over, you know, ranging from, like, you know, the Odd Future stuff, maybe going over some, like, local Canadian, not so much local, I think, but like Canadian. I made some Canadian selections and some female rappers and a lot of Brit rap as well. And so, yeah, no, I think it's going to be good. I've got a good set list here for you guys. I hope you enjoy it.
Yo, I'm a hiding by the astronaut, crashing while jacking off the buffering bids, astronaut eating applesauce. Sent to Earth to poke caskets in the astral sauce and knock blunt ashes into their caskets and laugh it off. Twisted, sickened, and mad cattle. In fact, I'm all six different liquors with a Prince wig plastered on. Stop screaming, bitch. You shouldn't be that alarmed. The big lifters in the attic arms with an attic arm. Earl puts the ass in assassin. Puts the pieces of decomposing bodies in plastic. Puts them in a pan and mixes it up with scat. Then gobbles it like fat black bitches and catfish. It so happens that I'm so haphazardous. I puke a piece and put it on a hook and fucking cast the shit. I'm asking that you faggot rap act to take action and get a hall pass for this class act shit. How the fuck I fit an axe in a satchel? Slip capsules in a glass, she dizzy rascal. Party staff baffled, asking where her ass go. In my room, redefining the meaning of black holes. Like, want to suck it up, but hurry, I got nuts to bust and bust the fucking ups to shut and slut the fucking uppercut. It's OF Buttercup, go ahead, fuck with us. Without a doubt, a surefire way to get your motherfucker. Ask for a couple bucks, shove a trumpet up a butt. Play a song in Beta Thar, my dick is having guts for lunch. As well as supper, then I'll rummage through a ruptured cunt. Found a mustard, fucking nosy neighbors notice, thumbs up. What you doing? Nothing much. Wish out some other stuff. Gotta fucking bounce. Guess the bounce has had enough of us. Get up off the pavement. Wipe the dirt and vomit off. Dope boys hating, but them faggots is a lot of talk. Cocks off. Pussy, them odd niggas is Molotov. Cocktails, fucking toss one in your apartment, dog. Wolfgang, we ain't barking, nah. Try talking on a blog with your fucking arms cut off. Put him in carpet and watch him get auctioned off. The ace tells Shake's daughter, we're sorry, but Papa's gone. Bitch.
Dope boys, niggas, I put you up, gang, kill them all, don't give a fuck, nigga. Little life, nigga, stay pop, nigga, what's good? Earl, what up, nigga? Fuck Steve Harvey.
Sense, but you make me better. With a fucking triceratops, reptar, rapping as I'm mocking deaf rock stars, wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars, dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a motherfucking Flintstone, making crack rocks out of pussy nigga fish bones. This nigga Jasper trying to get grown, about 5'7" of his bitches in my bedroom. Swallow the cinnamon, I'ma scribble this shit and shit while Sid is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sid, shut the fuck up. Here's the number to my therapist. You tell him all your problems, he's fucking awesome with listening. And this isn't a fucking hotline for a fucking shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine, and he's not fucking working. I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's 9 cocks that cop 9. This ain't no VTech shit or Columbine, but after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time. What you do? I slipped myself some pink panties. Danced around the house and all over print panties. Mom's gone, that fucking broad will never understand me. I'm not gay, I just wanna boogie to some Marvin. What you think of Haley? Fuck her, Wolf Haley robbing him. I'll crash that fucking airplane at that faggot nigga Bob is in, and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus, and won't stop until the cops come in. I'm an overachiever, so how about I start a team of leaders and pick up Stevie Wonder to be the wide receiver? Green paper, gold teeth, and pregnant gold retrievers, all I want. Fuck money, diamonds, and bitches don't need them. But where the fat ones at? I got something to feed them. It's some cooking books, the black kids never wanted to read them. Snapback, green, chia fucking leaves. It's been a couple months and Tina still ain't perma fucking weave. Damn.
Hey, welcome back. Just listen to some music. You listen to Earl Sweatshirt with Earl from his debut album, the self-titled album, Earl Sweatshirt, by Earl Sweatshirt, of course, who was here in Vancouver a couple months ago, and I saw him, and it was pretty good. I liked it. Anyways, I'll tell that story after. And then that was, after that was Kelly Uchis, I think is how you say your name, with Perfect, and I mean, that's also, of course, produced by Tyler, the Creator. That's a part of, I think, a multi-part song, but that's just like the second part. That's it's the alternate version, not on the album, that doesn't include the rap. And then the last song was Tyler, the Creator with Yonkers. It's a classic one. I don't know. I just felt like starting out with some Odd Future because I grew up listening to it. You know, I was, 15... or 16 or whatever, when Earl Sweatshirt was 16 and he released his first album, and he was talking about like just like edgy teen stuff, and you know, I was full of hormones and full of self-loathing and loathing for the school and, you know, everything, the establishment, you know. And it was just like, you know, it really resonated with me. And I, you know, listening to, you know, his progressively, right, I guess his like newer albums has progressively gotten more and more, I guess, mature and, you know, I guess a lot more like artistic and creative, I guess, in that sense. It still like has kind of like the edgy feel to it for sure. I mean, but I don't know. He's grown up with me, and I wanted to play some of that early stuff, you know? Like, I just wanted to start off with that, because, I mean, that was just, like, a big part of, you know, me being a teenager, me being in high school and stuff, was listening to, like, the original Odd Future. I mean, what did you listen to when you were in high school?
In high school?
Yeah.
Nothing good, man.
Nothing good? I mean, give us an example.
Like, the Glee soundtrack?
Glee was pretty good. Totally, I like Glee. I watched all... I watched the first three seasons of Glee.
You watch? Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't on DVD. No, I remember my favorite song from that was the... it's like the Maybe This Time from Cabaret, but it's done. But there was like the old woman who never like, not old, but middle-aged woman who like never graduated. And so she was like in the Glee Club. I think that was like the first season. And then like, so they wanted to win like the semifinals or something. Yeah, so they let her back on.
Yeah, no, I've never seen Glee. So
really, you've never seen Glee?
I've never seen Glee.
Really? Oh, well, they do like a really good, you know, Cabaret cover there. And they also do another one that's good. I remember they did the Rocky Horror Picture Show for like their Halloween episode.
Love,
which was pretty
well.
Yeah, yeah,
show.
No, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You're saying you'd never been to a Rocky Horror Picture Show before.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, Halloween's just around the corner and...
We all know.
You know, 9 months or something.
If you're a normal human, you've already started preparing.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I'm surprised you haven't. I mean, I guess you're from a small town, so...
Yeah.
But, you know, if you get a chance to, you should really go. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I remember, you know, there's a small independent theater that I spent a lot of time at. My friend used to do, like, a mock talk show called Late Night at the Plaza in Calgary. And, you know, it'd be every Wednesday. Now it's every other Wednesday. It's still going on. If you're ever, you know, if you're in Calgary or you're listening to this from Calgary, because I know, like, a lot of my... Calgary friends are listening to this, go well, I mean, most of my Calgary friends also already go to the late night shows at the Plaza, but anyways, if you don't, go there every other Wednesday. It's cheap beer, some funny jokes. They'll have like local musicians and artists and, you know, interesting stuff. Actually, like, the most interesting the guest I think I've ever seen them have was they had like the voice trainer from Fargo. Yeah. Like,
really?
The, yeah, yeah, no, he went up there, he was like, oh, yeah, so this is, like, the Eastern Canadian accent that we did, even though, like, Fargo's not even Canadian,
yeah.
But, and they're like, oh, dear, dear Margie, oh.
Oh, yeah, that, oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. I don't know.
I don't think people, like, around where I'm from, people don't really talk about that.
That's what you sound like.
That's what I sound like? No.
No, not actually, but, like,
just give her, bud. Just give her.
Just give her, but, oh, dear, there, hey, I need to go down to the shop and get a bag of milk, eh?
And then Buddy over here was like, let's go for a rip.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do it way better because, like mine is terrible. You know, I'm just embarrassing myself.
That's how boys from, like, my hometown talk, like.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Newfies.
Not quite.
Newfies. Anything east of me, of my current position, is Eastern Canada. So, like, and
you're
everything.
Pretty much on the, like, the west.
Everything that's in Eastern Canada is a newfie to me.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, no. But, anyways, I was saying before, Earl Sweatshirt, he was actually got the opportunity to see him here. They had him at the university barbecue, like, intro thing, which is really awesome. I didn't realize they were actually going to have some good, you know, artists and stuff, but they had Earl Sweatshirt, who was headlining, and then they also had Always, which is another band I really like. It's not a rap or anything. It's kind of like, you know, alternative dream poppy type stuff. Anyways, I've liked them for a while, and I was quite happy to, you know, get the opportunity to see them, as well as Humans and My Gay Husband, I believe, were there. Not my personal gay husband, but someone else's gay husband. Yeah, yeah, no, I left him. He's cleaning and cooking.
As you do.
As a good house husband should. No, it was good. It was good. I had a lot of fun. And I just went alone. I just went alone and like.
I think you invited me to that and I didn't go.
Yeah,
I feel
no.
Bad now.
Well, it was a lot of fun, but yeah, no, I don't know. I just like kind of wanted to go and like appreciate the music and stuff. I just went there and like had a burger and waited in line for a million years and just sat there with like a bunch of like drunk, you know, college girls just like going crazy. And I just was like completely sober, just sitting there, just like, because I wanted to go to see my favorite rapper, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, it was, yeah, I get, oh, yeah.
You know, and then he walked off stage and was like, girl, I love you. I like babies. Please. No, it was good. But I don't know. It was, you know, I feel like if it was a different venue, though, I think I would have enjoyed it even more. You know, I think, like, venue does have a lot to do with, like, shows and whatnot. Like I don't know. The best shows I've ever been to were, like, just small, like, house shows or, like, Tubby Dog shows or, like, just, you know, sweaty garage shows and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like the big sold out stuff and the big ass arenas and whatnot are fun and all, but like it just doesn't have that, like, you know, do it yourself feel, right? Like I don't know, like I saw the Misfits here in Vancouver and I don't know, like it was good, it was high production value, but it just didn't feel like, you know, I don't know. it just lacked a little bit of stuff. Like I like the Misfits quite a bit. I'm wearing a Misfits shirt right now, but you know, obviously I like them a lot, but I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. I felt like a little bit let down at my own ability to feel pleasure. But I mean, there you go, right?
There you go.
But yeah, no. So yeah, no. I don't know. Anyways, we should probably go play some more music because I've completely lost my train of thought. So anyways, so here's some more hip hop. Probably, yeah, no, I'm going to be doing some, like, West Coast or East Coast, like, New York stuff, like, some underachievers, some Flatbush Zombies, you know, all that. We'll talk about it a bit more after we play the music, but anyways, yeah, see you in a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the tours, Yeah.
Let me hit that way.
It seems madness to say we're worried that they're going to become addicted.
Well, we're in a fast-moving transition.
Excuse me, Cliff. An addictive drug, even if it worked. These people are dying. What are we saving them from?
Before the tours are filled the calendar, I was in Brooklyn smoking Cali bud, and I accepted rap. I spread from that. 5 a.m. flights. I spread from that. Mr. Wharton copped the white one if it came in black. Frequent 30 cities while you're witnessing my chicken scratch. Type of shallow nigga, fucking get your lady back. Constructed in the lab, Flatbush where they raised me at. Now I lost some friends, but fuck it, we don't need them. We barely friends before and we don't talk for different reasons. Mom's all sad, pops won't snap. Make some difference in this world before your mind goes black. How can a nigga do his homework when his mom's on crack? How can I produce a record that be equal to that? Every time I play some new shit, I'm just sticking this whack. My motivation for the youth is how we bringing it back.
Bringing it back, bring it, bringing it back.
Here we go again.
Been waiting so long, it's like they used to that crap. Hip hop been my life, I'm just used to the facts. Selling dope, not an option, ain't new to the trap. Faggot niggas want it for fame, they used to the back. My niggas bought in the plane, instant of that. More confident as ever, my tolerance is low. For hating motherfuckers doubting me like I ain't dope. Crack, say the word jack, I leave it skull cap. Morbid with the forfeit and the ball spit. Torture, hot, burn it like a perm quick. My melodies is heaven sent, y'all ain't heard shit.
Old days back before the rapping and my old was slinking. Youthful sad, the youth to dream with passion, now we make it happen. Rap disasters, overlord to rapping actors. Whistling talents, spitting average. Till my king descended upon this planet. Rare to see, serious star be, I'm a star seed. My life beam across the nation, change your taste, unite your races. High your placement, never basic. 90 angel, 10 to Satan, blended up. Greatness, rock the podium with my statements. I'm the 13th king, raised about the monarchy. Palm tree.
trees, roll it up, dedicated to my sovereignty. Fuck the separation, shit is tasteless, we one entity. Like a bunch of shit started in the pot, but still one recipe. Indigo the latest, putting the youth through training, niggas never thought we were making. Oh, you're plugging it from the matrix. Spent iconic east ago to proper raise the youth from conscious superstoppers. My life's just shining, blocking out they nonsense. Brooklyn born and raised, some say we free, some say we cage, but they hold the key to change they ways. But mom be sleep, they mental slave. You not in my lead, boy, I see through the grave. Put the pot, then I leap through the ashes and claim. I go crying in the queen with immaculate brains. Hold up, I'm beasting, I cannot be tamed. Remember when we was starving, dreams was tarnished, hoping one day we be balling. Ain't that all, it's now we don't. Use your brain and never fall. Now I attack how I'm living with conscience. Good intentions, all is karma. And this mission keeps us stronger. Pray for the day we be peaceful and honest.
Every single nigga on this track. Hold up, it's only right that we bring it back. I done died for every single nigga on this track. Hold up, it's only that we bring it up. I'm destined for damnation, need to let out frustration. So I do a Molotov at the nearest police station. Tell the Reaper that I'm waiting, chill, it'll be a vacation. At least I won't need a lighter to spark up them Cali flavors. The point is to read the book and burn the chapters after. While removing backwards mentally, we're still in shackles. A life we're like sandcastles. We are not built to last, but if we pack together close enough, the weather we would stand. One day I have a queen and she won't need no wedding band. The weight of the world I bench press, no flexing for the gram. The man that travels many lands withstands it. You can't understand your standards. I am over them. Feel like I am the chosen and the chosen one. My tongue's a sword, but yeah, I brought my loaded gun. I got this ongoing battle with this shit. The pressure, young, the pressure is building up. But fuck it, yeah, I ain't giving up.
And even if I disowe it. Addicted. To say.
It's my belief.
It seems madness to say.
It's my belief.
It seems madness to say.
A rebel who was searching for treasures in his soul, fishing for gold. I found a key to unlock the door to my mind's gate, hidden with some hieroglyphs. Told me about my future and my past, and that I should get to light work it and get up off my ass. I'm on the path to move the masses to spiritual tactics. So masters, you bastards,
nasty. Got your boy feeling acidic, so hazardous. Elevated mafia.
Flop with zombie family.
No dumb niggas on our roster, bro. I'm finna wreck your team if you not with us. East Coast ain't no stopping us. We fuck with the West like cock and I'm. But back to the story of the homie. Rap with the young and light niggas over low key. Smoke a little tree, pour a little bit of OE. Keep me in my zone like a motherfucking goalie. Holy shit, I'm a motherfucking king, nigga. Black skin, gold soul, born a wing, nigga. Living in a world filled up with glitter and gold. A nigga could get caught up if he ain't knowing his soul. His soul, yeah, nigga, his soul. You ain't living up your life, that's why your shit moving slow. Listen, now get your back up off the wall, nigga. Now get your feet up off the flow, nigga. Now take flight up to the solar. I'm flying with the knowledge of a nigga about to go far.
Generation of generals, keep my word in my genitals. Gender roles, nigga, I'm God as far as gender goes. Tell my soul, never I'm gold. Word to Gianni, golly, I be trying me highly. I doubt winning is likely, sorry. Pat Riley, I'm strapped with jalapeno raps. Mandingo, stack your bitch, we loving that, but fuck that. AK the savior, elevate your brain to greater. Spread that knowledge, keep your soul, but skip that toe. We done did hard labor for that gold. Then acres make them haters meet their maker, cause they pose and fake it till they make it. So ungrateful to the OGs. OJ's got them on, sipping on some OE. Old freak in a skirt, pom-pom, strip it up for a dime. Time to set her soul free. Freeze, repeat, rewind. Back to the time I was blind. Never, I'm always inclined. A third eye, recognize. Since the young and the indigo that's inside. Show my signs as the early bird. Word I want was mine.
Living in a world filled up with glitter and gold. A nigga could get caught up if he ain't knowing his soul. His soul, yeah, nigga, his soul. You ain't living up your life, that's why your shit moving slow. Listen, now get your back up off the wall, nigga. Now get your feet up off the flow, nigga. Now take flight up to the solar. I'm flying with the knowledge of a nigga about to go far.
Get up on your shit. You ain't living up your life. You's a fucking living god. Why you bow down to Christ? You ain't knowing that the gift of all the trapped inside your mind. Gold soul theory in the gold's on the rise.
It's 2 a.m. The place is gonna close.
Time to sit it on down, baby. Yeah.
The bartender looks as though he knows.
I'm sure you wanna do this shit tonight because it might hurt, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's been home.
It might hurt you when I get up in the morning and leave, you know what I mean?
Here we sit.
Set that walk, you know what I mean?
Slam. When I hit you up, I'm talking about banging some. Chill off in your crib and have a thing, probably make a stank or something. Girl, you like my bottom bitch. Fuck my bill, pay for my lawyer. Play your position when the mother hoes get out of order. When you wanna give me that pussy, you purchase a plane ticket. Word around town when I bust it down, then one shit like them lames did it. Got a dick with my dick smearing lipstick. Basically, if this bitch lay with me, she paying me. I'm on some pimp shit for real. It's 2 a.m. club, what's about to close up? Coming through my contacts, about to call one of my hoes up. Then I met you, kick game. Followed you to the breakfast spot. Fuck you like I married you that night up in the Marriott. Feel like you got your cherry pop. Drunk and switching up positions. Thought this shit would never stop. Motherfucker in the mission. Damn. Go again, baby. Gotta take that walk now, baby.
It ain't gotta be the walk of shame, baby. But it's only if you know the game.
Sleeping with pistols under my pillow. Yeah, wake she up naked, twisting up sick of pillow. I beat that Thursday night and Friday morning off the work she go. Yeah. Time to take that walk, just take this dick, don't take it personal. Your friends probably gon' call you a hoe. What you sippin' on? Them bitches wanna grip on the same dick you be sitting on. And your girl Monique, she be hitting me with her nigga gone. Yeah. Trying to buy some weed, she proceed with nothing but Vicky's on. Nothing but ass and titties, but I let that ass convince me. Took it in that hit that wish I could say it was accidental. Like I slipped on a banana peel and fell in that pussy. Yeah. Y'all niggas be spending all kind of skrill to get in that pussy. And she cop a seven every Friday. Yeah. Chuck the deuces at her baby daddy as I pulled up out the driveway for real. Here we go again. Back in your pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't gotta be the one.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Wednesday, January 25th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness or for help if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
Hello, 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 friend. We're back and you just listened to some music. That was in, let me see what the order I've just played it in was. Short-term memory, I guess. So that was Flatbush Zombies with Butterfly Effect, and then after that was Gold Soul Theory by Underachievers. And then lastly, there was Shame by Freddie Gibbs, produced by Madlib. He's, you know, I don't know if you know hip-hop. I mean, I know you know, like, some hip-hop and stuff, but I don't know if you know, like, Madlib. And he's actually from Vancouver, so interesting little fact. He's really good producer. I've listened to a lot of his stuff. I don't know, do you know MF Doom?
I do not.
Yeah, I guess you don't really know your classic hip-hop, right?
I don't.
Yeah, pleb. Anyways, so, you know, he's done, like, I remember, like, a really good album that he's done, that he's produced, was Mad Villain, I guess, with MF Doom. I mean, MF Doom's one of my favorite rappers, and he's a classic as well. And I'm not going to be playing him tonight because I wanted to do kind of, like, more modern stuff today, you know, stuff released at least in, like, the last 5-10 years or so, right? Whereas that's, like, God, when did that come out? I think that was, like, 2003, 2004, maybe? I'm not sure. It's, but it's older, right? I feel like I listened to it, like, a long, long time ago. So, anyways, but yeah, no, Madlib's done some really great stuff. Actually, one of my favorite albums of all time, which is, he did two albums, Advanced Jazz and High Jazz, and I really like Advanced Jazz. Basically, it's like a really kind of like conceptual and congruent jazz album, you know, that he's gone and taken a bunch of classics, you know, like a lot, like your classic stuff. There's Pharaoh, there's those other guys. I don't remember, sorry. I haven't listened to this in a long time. Like last time I think I listened to this album was 2 years ago, but it is one of my favorites for sure. I love this album, and it's... you know, basically he's taken it and he's given hip hop production to like a lot of like classic jazz and stuff. And, you know, it's, you know, really good. If you're a Herbie Hancock fan, if you're a Pharaoh fan, you should really listen to it. And if you like hip hop as well, you should listen to it as well, because it's just, I don't know, it's really well done. It's really well put together. And if you want to get into jazz and stuff, I mean, like, that's a really good place to start. That's kind of what got me into jazz. Because I listened to that, and then, God, no, when I was in, like, grade 12, I got really into, like, old music and stuff. Like, I started listening, like, a lot, because I listened to that album, I think, and then I started listening to, like, a lot of, like, Louis Armstrong and, like, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, as well, and just, like, classic vocal jazz, you know? It's nice. Like, did you ever really explore that much, or?
I've heard some Louis Armstrong that I've enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah, because the... Kiss to Build a Dream On. Yeah, that was in Fallout 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I think, that's how you know it, right?
that's not how I know it, but...
Yeah, yeah. Fallout 2 is amazing, by the way. That game was so good. It's a shame that, like, the new Fallout is a big bad. Well, it's okay.
It wasn't bad.
It was okay, but it wasn't as good as the old ones. I mean, like, for, like, the 3D shooter ones, New Vegas is king.
Hmm.
I mean, Fallout 4 is good as, like... a shooter bang game, like big shoot bang bang kill people game, but like as far as like a Fallout game, it's like probably one of the weakest next to like Fallout Tactics, which was just like a big shit in a toilet that no one should ever play. So
noted.
Well, I don't know. And like Brotherhood of Steel wasn't very good either. But no. The original Fallouts were awesome. I don't know. Like, I'm a big nerd when it comes to games. Like, I like games where you need to like sit down there and, you know, just have to read like a paragraph to know what you're doing, right? So I don't know. That's what the original games were. And like a lot of the Bethesda games. I remember, some of like the older, like Oblivion. Sorry, no, the older Elder Scrolls game, like, Oblivion was good. Whatever the one, Morrowind, right? That one was really good because you had to, like, read, like, get an essay before you, like, you know, had to do anything. It was awesome because I like that because I'm just, like, a big nerd, I guess. I don't know, but, you know, I guess you recently only got into video games, hey?
Like, I'm still not good at them.
You're still not good at them? Well, I mean, I bought you that one game on Steam because it was on sale, Undertale. You should really play that.
Yeah.
This weekend. It's really good. It's one of my favorite games of all time. And if you're an Undertale fan, shout out to Undertale, I guess, and Toby, the guy who made it, because your game's amazing. I love Undertale. I don't know. It is very like Tumblr, though. Like, you know, it's like people on Tumblr love it. But I mean, like, I like a lot of Tumblr stuff, you know. I like Steven Universe. I like Undertale. I like, you know, all that stuff. So, I don't know. Really, really play it. It's good. And then if you're listening and you haven't played Undertale and you like video games, go play Undertale. It's awesome. You know, I don't know. I'm like a big fan of like kind of like pixelated, you know, kind of like indie retro type stuff. But, you know, even if you're not really like a gamer, you know, you can like play that game and kind of enjoy it because it's like very kind of like story oriented and like it's very like, I don't know, it's cool. And it's also like really cool that you like, you know, like every single action you do in that game actually affects you and it like breaks the fourth wall. And like a lot of games say that, but like it's like a lot of bullshit. I mean, that's kind of like why I hate like Telltale games. I mean, I like them, but like I'm always disappointed, right? Like the Walking Dead games, like The Wolf Among Us, which I really liked.
I played The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, it's good, right? The thing about like that is that like, you know, your actions don't really do that much. It's just like, like the story like goes the exact same way, you know? Like you just like depends on who's alive or dead, you know, at the end of the game, which is really lame. And not to like, you know, detract from the fact that those games are pretty fun and they're good and enjoyable. And if you like them, then, you know, power to you. You're allowed to have a different opinion than I do. But, you know, I don't know. I always feel like a little bit cheated, right? But I'm happy that, like, Undertale doesn't actually do that because, like, basically the mechanic is that if you kill people, right, that, like, basically will, you know, put you down. If you're, like, half and half, kind of, like, in the middle, you know, killing some people. I think if you kill one person, you go down this middle path. If you don't kill anybody, you're a complete pacifist. You'll go down this longer route that, like, ends up being, like, twice as long as a regular game and, like, is a lot more satisfying. And then the other one is you can kill everybody, like, every single person in the entire game. And basically, like, that's, like, really hard. I've done all three, and I don't know. The pacifist route is, like, the most satisfying, but also just killing everybody, you know, is it's pretty good too. But also, like, I felt really bad because, like, I did that one last, and I was always already, like, really attached and kind of, like, invested into the characters and whatnot, and I just, like, felt like such an ass. But it's good, so play it, okay?
Okay.
You, and also anyone who's listening, it's really good. Anyways, yeah, no. God, video games. I could just rant about it right now. I mean, I could just keep going on and on and on.
I know, like, nothing about video games.
Well, you like Overwatch, right? Like,
kind of.
Kind of? Not really?
Kind of.
I don't know. I haven't played it in, like, a few months. I kind of, like, you know, I played a lot of Roadhog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. No, that was fun. I got really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't touched it since. I don't know. I just don't really ever feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
I only play good games, like Rocket League, which is soccer with cars. That game's amazing. That game's probably the best game ever made, by the way.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
I haven't even played Rocket
League. It's soccer with cars.
Soccer with cars.
It's soccer with cars. It's, I don't know, like, I think that bothers me in games a lot is, like, random number generation, RNG, and, like, you know, artificial luck and whatnot, and, like, that's a competitive game that has nothing, you're none of that aspect, I guess. Like, basically, for example, like, Counter-Strike, right? That's, I play that a lot, too, and basically when you shoot your gun, right, like, your bullets spread, and there's, like, a chance, you know, that's completely, like, artificial, right? Like, you know, that basically, like, area that your bullet is going to go in that is completely just kind of like, you know, or when you're moving or when you're spraying or whatever, that's, you know, kind of just randomly generated by the by the computer, by the game, right? So like you can just get really lucky and roll, you know, that, you know, like basically roll a dice and say that your bullet is going to go and hit this guy in the face when you weren't even aiming at him, right? Whereas like Rocket League is complete like real physics, and it's like an actual like competitive game, you know, that doesn't rely on like, you know, this kind of like artificial luck kind of mechanic that a lot of games do. So I'm really enthusiastic about it because that's one of the things I hate most in games is RNG. So yeah, sorry. Sorry, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But anyways, if you do know what I'm talking about, shout out to you, I guess. God, this is like not about hip hop at all, but whatever. You didn't want to hear about hip hop anyway. I'm sure you, that's why you're listening. You probably hate hip hop.
Yeah,
know?
Definitely.
Anyways, so let's play some more music here.
Spit scabber, I'm harvesting green cannabis and spitting out saliva as yucky as green bandages and scavenging and handling. Pretty fuckers, I'm damaging you rappers with charisma. As happy as saying I'm handsome. Munching the right arm and the dinosaurs is phantom. Robbing the Jews gold and I'm selling grills for the ransom. Slice the mutation and scar the bar with a rare liquor. Backstabbing the names of Malcolm X and cotton pickers. I'm fucking posted, I'm stuck rapping the Moses and the sins of a good man. Chalkboarded in potions and lotions. A skeptical villain, I killed Joseph. Rapping a track dirty like two priests in a brown cup. Still spitting the heat and the lava sweaty as armpits. Killing the hill soft, you're like Lauren picking my toothpick. Wicked as 10 nuns in the pub sipping the Greek scotch. Damaging you suckers like Christ twisting his dreadlocks. Deadlock, sharecrop cotton picker with no socks. Nike Air Max balaclava matching the pink socks. Staring the judge in his fucking mug, I'm so goon. I spit these rhymes pokey for the pigs to drink their coffee to. Cruising in the Beamer, it's 10 of dark as the black jokes. Talking about some niggas in a tree with a fat load.
Never smoke cannabis, tuna pickle sandwiches in the back with Reggie and Shaq. I feel travel sick, let the stack get a little rack if you're counting it. Bitch behind the bar, kinda hot, she's a counterfeit. Now tell me how to write a fucking masterpiece. Skating all night, kinda drunk, so we're half asleep. Marker pens dancing on my face, you can laugh at me. Secondhand smoke, kinda logging up my arteries. Never spat a wrong word on a verse. You're not high, it's just a herb in the dirt. Flyer than a robin, I'm chirps in the birds. I burnt a couple bridges, that's the worst of my hurt. Used to be my nigga, now he's moving kinda different. Wishing money weren't an issue, but it's known as a curse. I'm an honest guy, I say what's on my mind. I laugh at your whims while they apologize.
White wine in a teacup. Shallow lies with some deep love. Eyes of a dreamer, like to be free, see my mind's kinda clean cut. Eyes on the prize, now my eyes on the pizza. Mellow fellow when I'm light in the reefer. Cold like ice in the freezer. Write something tight, hear it nice through the speaker. Wrote a poem and you thought it was a rap. But the truth is more important than the facts. Walking what I'm talking, no porkies on the track. Malice is the balance, mad erratic, made the maddest bangers. Pass a passer, let the happy slap, yeah, I'm the maddest hatter. See, my thoughts are kinda mad, like sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So I'm a man of a few words, man of a few true words, but the truth hurts.
Topic 1. The weaponized mind.
What's the fuss? What's the fuss? Mike Kelly, yo. Right, easy, give us my ease.
Look, my team is focused. It seems you notice you taking notes like you need diplomas. Beat these posters, then we stick them up like they're just sheets and posters. My words are my weapons. I sharpen my sword as the beast approaches. I've seen the meanest soldiers turn out as a feast for vultures. Broken grip on your mind so you peep my notion. The deepest ocean couldn't quench this heat I'm loading. I reload my cartridge, then I aim these metaphors right at your cartilage. I know the method's strange, I'm letting letters spray. You sprain your ankle trying to get away, brethren, like when Beretta's wave. And with no metal aims, I hit your mental frame with these similes. Similar to a trigger squeeze, let that resonate. Just let it resonate. As soon as I select the page, I'm hitting everything in my selected range. But I don't need to engage with the 20 gauge. I leave my lyrics ingrained in your people's brains. It's plain. It's plain. I leave
Is my lyrics ingrained in your people's brain?
My mind is a weapon. My mind is a weapon.
Thoughts are redefined as I unwind to find some time to read between the lines. I'm spilling all this truth, you see my vibe. I'm deadly with the verse, I kill the beat and then repeat the crime. So be advised, seems you realize we're feasting on fake MCs like eating rice. And they ain't ready cause my team is prime. Feeble guys, why they always feeding lies? I see disguised, I see right through it like I see the skies. And elevation's what I seek to find. I let my words go like a missile when I release my lines. My flow's nasty, you can see the grime. I leave behind the fear and doubt and then proceed to grind. Choose to remove that blindfold and then you'll see the signs. Overseas we glide, this won't be denied. Cause I'm at war but I've got peace of mind.
No barracuda by it, naturally endowed. Tell a pack of lies and that will naturally to doubt. You practically drown in too deep, someone throwing the towel. My dad bought a Beamer back in 96, but by the time I get the ride, I hope my drive will never drift. Exciting as it is, I break the brakes and never stay held. A prisoner of my own mind, trapped in these brain cells. They keep me caged well, the cage rolls, they stay well. Say we on the same page, but your papers remain shelf. People always fishing for the same tales, but I'ma shake these up so I never got the same scales. Holding his fags for pandemic diseases. Supply believers' visas, flying overseas for treatment. You see the news, what's seen in the media. On Wikipedia, can't do me justice, highlighting all my achievements.
Unleash my rage with these arrangements, ranging from 40 to 60 miles per hour with these pages. Pay no attention to strangers.
We dangerous with the flows and all these pros actually cause abrasion. You see we blazing, feel this in your marrow and your plates.
We poking poker faces till their bones don't take it. Broke the code, provoke your scope, exposing what you've known to hold it safe. Hold it safe.
Used to get me stressed, so depressed, but now I have it.
Hello, welcome back. You just heard Meddling Loops by Reggie Snow, followed by My Mind is the Weapon by Hawk House, followed by Fetus by Edgar the Beatmaker. So, God, no, well, that was just playing. We were talking about books, right? Like, you said you're reading the new, or not the new, but you're reading Stephen King's novel It, right?
Yeah, first Stephen King novel I've ever read, actually. Yeah.
Stephen King is really good. After that, you should read The Green Mile.
The Green Mile.
I don't know. Have you seen the movie or heard of it? Yeah, no, it's really good. Like, that's got to be probably my favorite Stephen King novel of all time, for sure. You know, the movie's really good as well if you don't have the attention span to sit down and read an entire book. I mean, actually, speaking of attention spans, you know, this is really interesting, right? You know the book Cujo by Stephen King about, like, the dog?
Yeah.
Right? He actually apparently wrote that in one sitting while he was just really high off cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He was just, like, tweaking. Is tweaking what you do when you're on cocaine?
Don't ask me about drugs. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. Sorry if I offended you and you're tweaking right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can email me angry letters at our email. That's it's my personal email. I put my personal email on the page. It's probably, like, not a good idea, but whatever. I'll put my phone number to you so you can, like, call me up and, you know, oh, you can play Steam games with me too if you want. We're talking about video games. My username's Lil Lappy. There you go, right? You can play video games with me as well. You can play video games with me as well. Also, I live here in Vancouver.
Right here, I may have messed up and given my address. So I'm taking this out and cutting this so you can't hear it. But thank God for post-production, right?
Oh, well. They can come chill with me, okay. Except no, I never answer my door. So yeah, no, if you show up in my house and, like, knock on my door, then that's, like, you know, too bad, because honestly, I don't know, whenever the door, unless I'm expecting somebody, if the doorbell rings or hear a knock, I just ignore it because I'm assuming it's, like, one of my roommates, you know?
Half the time at my house when a doorbell rings, I'm like, oh, who is it? Is it, like, the mailman or something? And I open the door and there's, like, a couple small children standing there, like,
oh, yeah,
oh, is Enzo here or something like that?
You live with, like, a big family, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, not your family, though.
No, which I'd prefer to not live with my family, so.
Yeah, because you said you hate your parents, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't hate my parents, but.
No. I mean, I'd hate my parents if they were yours too, you know, understand?
Yeah, no, I needed to fly out of the nest for a little bit.
Yeah, no, totally.
Even if I just then moved in with another family.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I love my family, but I don't want to really live with them if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of nice being on my own, to be honest. I mean, I don't know, I love my little brother, and I like living with my family just because of my little brother, but other than that, you know, like, I think, like, if my brother didn't exist, then I just really would want to have my own place and I'd be way happier.
Yeah.
Like that, right? Like, I like living in the city where I don't really know anybody and I don't really have any family or connections and just kind of, like,
I like not being obligated to talk to anyone, because when I was home for Christmas, like, my mother just treated to, like, smother me. Like, I would be sitting in my room, she'd come downstairs, oh, what are you doing? Do you want to watch a movie?
And you want to go for a rip, eh? Oh,
oh
dear.
Yeah.
We're out of bag of milk.
You want to go smoke some darts? And I don't know.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, I don't know, family. Family's family. I mean, like, extended family and stuff. I mean, I feel like an asshole saying this, but, like, you know, I always just really hated visiting my extended family. Not because, like, I don't like my family or anything, you know? I am related to some lovely people. It's just that, like, it's boring, you know? I want to play video games when I was a kid, you know? I wanted to, like, go and, like, play, like, Pokemon or whatever.
Yeah, and I definitely didn't want to, like, sit around at the dinner table and have, like, intelligent conversations.
Yeah. Another thing is that, like, a lot of my family, well, at least on my dad's side over by Calgary, they live, like, around Calgary in, like, the country or, like, on the res or, like, in Crow's Nest Pass and stuff. And it's, like, I don't know. It's just kind of boring just to go out there. There's not much to do. Like, I don't know. I could not live in a small town. I don't know how you survived that long.
Yeah, no, 17 years. I guess 18 years. I don't know how I lived that long. There's nothing to do
in
a small town. Especially, I don't even live in a small town. I live an hour outside a small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am. God, no. I mean, I lived in a small town for a while. I used to live in West Lock, for one. I lived in a small town north of like Victoria. I forget what it's called. I was really young. And then for about like a year, I lived in Nogales, which is right on the border of Mexico, which was interesting, actually. Like, our place was, like, it was in the middle of nowhere, and the houses were really cheap, so we lived in, like, a massive-ass house. Like, it was big, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was, you know, we were right by, like, the border, and, like, you could sit there, and, you know, you could, like, sit on your porch, and occasionally you'd see, like, someone running by through the desert, and then, like, you'd see, like, the border patrol to come by and be like, hey, have you seen this person, you know, and, like,
nope.
Yeah, no, but I don't know, I guess with, like, the wall, you know, property value is gonna go down.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's not happening, by the way. The wall's not going up. It's already been.
Did you see the, like, the John Oliver piece on it? Like, it's
no,
about a
I
year
didn't.
Ago now.
I haven't really, like, watched a lot of John Oliver. I saw
funny stuff though.
Is it? I don't know. I just hear people complaining about John Oliver on,
really?
On like Reddit all the time. Yeah.
I think Reddit, like, worships him.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen, like, well, I don't know. I've watched a lot of other, like, comedy news stuff. Like, I've watched Stephen Colbert quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I quite like Stephen Colbert, but I haven't really watched it lately because he stopped doing, like, the Daily Show, or not the Daily Show, sorry, the Colbert Report, right? It's now, like, a different, like, he's doing, like, an actual talk show now that is just, like, slightly politically fueled. But, yeah, no, I watched that. I don't know. I just see it all the time. And, like, every time I go on 4chan, there's someone who's like, John Oliver is fake news.
Oh, like, oh, I don't.
CNN is fake news, you know?
Oh, man, I don't care. Like, I'll watch it and I'll still find it funny. I don't care what Reddit thinks.
Yeah.
Maybe I should care.
Those people, like, also go to, like, Breitbart and, like, you know, InfoWars for the news as well. Because, like, you know, news sites that say, like, fucking pizza, there's, like, a pizza store in, like, America that, like, is like, basically, like, a child sex ring run by Hillary Clinton. Yeah, you've never heard of this?
No,
it's all fake. It's all stupid conspiracy bullshit. But, like, basically people, like, right now, there was, like, a big thing on Reddit where people thought that, like, basically there's, like, I think a pizza store called The Comet, and people, you know, say on, you know, Reddit and 4chan that, oh, it's like a, you know, it's like a child sex ring is getting, you know, run out, like a child trafficking ring is getting run out of the basement. And basically, like, they're like, and it's run by Hillary Clinton and George Soros and, like, John Podesta.
Where did this come from, though?
I don't know. It's all bullshit. It's all garbage. Yeah. Like, a guy, actually, the reason why it's notable is because basically, like, a guy went there. He, like, drove across the country and, like, took his, like, AR-15 and, like, fired a few rounds in the place because he wanted to investigate him for himself. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not really media or anything, but, like, you know, if this is getting, like, coverage outside of, like, I'd like, a news outlet to, you know, maybe pick that story up or whatever. So, like, maybe we can, like, help prevent, like, retarded shit like that on Reddit.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry to say that word, but, like, oh my God. Like, it's honestly, like, I don't know. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
I've never really believed them. You know, in fact, I have family who does believe stuff like that, and it's honestly just, like, a bit embarrassing that I'm related to them.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know how you can believe that. And I mean, I guess, like, the big thing right now is fake news. Everyone's saying fake news. That's a big buzzword right now. And, you know, fake news is, like, an issue, but, like, people are just using that as, like, you know, news that doesn't fit their rhetoric at the moment.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it's pretty bad. But I mean, like I was talking about this in my anthropology class today, actually. I mean, like, we weren't talking about this, but I brought up this topic. And anyways, like, today, it's interesting because of social media, because of, like, you know, basically the internet and the fact that, like, so many people are interconnected and whatnot. And I mean, look at Reddit, especially Reddit for this. I mean, 4chan kinda, but it's a little bit more mixed there. But basically, you can just find, like, you know, some other guy, if you have, like, a dumb opinion, say, like, you think, like, the sky is green instead of blue, you can find somebody. Or, like, a more real example is that, like, if you think, like, the earth is flat, right?
I have a good story about the earth is flat.
Well, like, right, you can find a community online that will also basically give you the confirmation bias, will just echo back your own opinion, right, for literally anything, right? So, like, people's opinions are so set in stone and for everything, right? So, like, you know, if you think that, like,
it's very polarizing, like,
it is, yeah.
You look for what you want to hear.
If you think that there's, like, a child sex ring run out of, you know, a pizza joint,
there's someone,
like,
that's going to tell you
somewhere in America. Yeah, there's going to be an entire community basically, basically based around that. But I mean, like, I don't know. I think on Reddit, like, the whole Pizzagate, that's what it's called, hilariously. I mean, like, Pizzagate? How can you take that shit seriously? Like, come on. Come on. Honestly, if you believe that, if you think, if you believe in Pizzagate, then fuck off. You should stop. You can just turn the channel, you know? I don't want anyone who believes in Pizzagate listening to my show. I mean, like, all, like, one person, you know, who's listening to this. If you believe in Pizzagate, I'm happy to have zero listeners because, honestly, it's just a lot of bullshit. So I don't know.
This is going to get, like, fired up. Like, you're passionate about
it. I am. Yeah. No, it's because I've been on the internet a lot lately. I play a lot of video games lately. And, like, you know, I see this all the time. Like, just people just parroting, like, these dumb things. And I don't know. I don't understand, like, what it is. It's just, like, you know, maybe just fear. You just want to have, like, something to be angry about. Or maybe, like, you really are just dumb and gullible and you believe just this garbage that this virtual, or however you say that, like, just spewed all over the internet, you know? Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a sense of belonging that you have to have, like, a community, you know, around that. I mean, I know there's people here at UBC who believe that too. And, you know, if you disagree with me, if you think that, like, there's, like, a child sex ring run out of a fucking pizza shop, then, I mean, yeah, sure, whatever. Right? Don't talk to me, okay? Yeah. I don't want to associate myself with you.
It's kind of nice, though, that there's something for everyone, literally. Like, whatever floats your goat, there's something out there for you. Like, I'm part of, like, a very, very small group of people. Can you do the thing where you can, like, rumble your ears on command? And it's, like, a sound like a boulder rolling down a cliff?
No.
It's like...
What?
You flex... I'm doing it right now. You flex something in your head, and your ears make a rumbling sound, like...
Oh, yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, not everyone can do that, and some people don't even realize it's a thing.
I'm doing it right now, actually.
Yeah, so am I. And it's there's a subreddit for it. I believe it's r/earrumblersassemble.
Really? I didn't realize it was, like, a thing that people can do. I mean, I can't do a lot of those things, though. I can't disjoint my thumb. I can't roll my tongue. I can't lift one eyebrow, though. I'm doing it right now. Ooh.
I can do both.
So sensual.
Can't do one.
So sexy. Yeah, no. I don't know. I've never really been good at that. I'm not very flexible either. You know, I'm not very good at any of that stuff, to be honest. I don't know. Maybe I'm less of a human being. But
yeah, just because you can't rumble your
ears. At least I don't believe in Pizzagate.
Yeah, that's the worst thing a human can do.
Apparently, according to me. I don't know. God, hot topics. I want to make, like, my own, like, fake news kind of, like, website where I could just say, like, dumb shit and make ad revenue. And gullible people will read it and share it on Facebook because you can literally just say anything, and, like, if it, like, coincides with someone's, like, political bias.
There's going to be some old person out there sharing it. Yeah.
Well, like, this guy, he's not MSM. He's not mainstream media. He must be right. He must really, you know, be telling the truth and not making money off ad revenue and just saying crazy stuff to get clicks. No.
Never.
I don't know. That's an argument I have a lot with people a lot. Sorry, this is really political. But, like, people are always like, well, then why would they be reporting it, you know, if it's not true? And it's like, they're making money off ad revenue, you idiot. Like, every time you click one of their links, they're giving you ad revenue. If you disagree with this and you think that, you know, you want to, you know, take a stand against, you know, fake news, I'm doing, like, the quote thing. If you want to, like, take a stand against, like, fake news or just, like, bad information and all this just bullshit conspiracy stuff, if you want to take a stand, you know what you can do? And everyone can do this, right? Just go and, like, look at those sites and see the ads that are, you know, being, I guess, shown on those websites, right? And you can go and go directly to the companies and say, hey, I just wanted to tell you that, like, you know, your company is being advertised on a website which I don't think you should be, you know, you don't want to be associating yourself with, basically. So take a screenshot of it, send it to them, right? Because companies don't, like, they don't choose who they advertise to. Those are all done by, like, third party firms, right? So a lot of the times, I think there was a university that was getting advertised on Breitbart or whatever, and people complained about it and they took the ads away, you know. And if enough people do that, you know, that can, I'm sure that can hurt, like, yeah, you know, ad revenue. And hopefully you'll be seeing a lot less of just this, like, garbage confirmation bias stuff. So anyways, I should probably go play some music because, my God, I'm sure people, like, want to kill me. And I gave my, like, address to. Oh, geez. Anyways.
Regretting that now?
I'm gonna beep that. I'm going to bleep that out. Actually, I'm going to go back and bleep that out now I think about it. Anyways, yeah, don't kill me, please. Don't kill me. Anyways, music time.
Transporting to the airport. Customs found a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave him what he asked for. God damn it, it's a motherfucking miracle. Small bride made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pit bull terrier. Rap terrorist, terrorized, paired up. Brought gas in the mattress to flare it up. Militant Michael, Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. Born black, that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as white folk.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with flesh and blood, but this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfuckers.
Great man, did it die face down in the Vietnam muscle, walking on style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll wall on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you safe and sound and he's quick to tap your phone and not have a file on you? Huh. Put me worry now, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dumb, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the books up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cap with Don Don in the dust, no bottle to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip and a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got a son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flash me shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause I'm smart and stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better love.
I told ya! Told you on RTJ one, then I told you again on RTJ two, and you still ain't believe me. So here we go, RTJ three.
Talk to me.
Cause a lot of niggas didn't, you know, coulda, shoulda type. Like, oh, it was life too tight, come on, I would've fight. But our schedule's contradicted, what was tied down? They pipe down, the first night your boy laid the pipe down. Took off the nightgown and we got the slanky. She screamed, yo, we spanked me. And after that, she even thanked me, swank. One time for my nigga down. Lord knows we be kicking rounds to the end of time. But back to the topic, oh yeah, I'm pissed off. I still tripped off and wondering why shorty dipped off. I ain't gon' front a nigga do miss a lip gloss. Now she sent some next nigga dick off and my dick's off. So tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And you know it ain't too easy getting over you. I sent the postcard so you know it's true. I promised that I wouldn't get emotional. And I'm not, so stop it. Why you front like you don't miss my whole cockpit down your esophagus? Excuse me, daddy, stop it. Ripping out your tracks. Chip nail polish and the scratches on my back. Like, did you forget about the time we had the sticky roll and I tried to suck your titty hole for milk for my Cheerios? Did you forget about the video? When you first came, I hit that spot twice. And since then, you haven't been the same. But now I heard you fucking with some new man. Can't remember his name, but my first impression, what a lame.
Lorraine says she seen him at a bowling lane. Walking out the bathroom kinda strange with a shoulder stain. Faggot, 6 months, and I'm still at it. You probably never hear this track, but I still rap it. I guess I'm still attracted to you being here. I swear, I can't imagine you to not even care. Whole thing played out like magic and it's kinda weird. This is like I did a trick and you won't reappear. It ain't fair, I need you back, sometimes I get scared. But I'm a player, I ain't gonna let you see my tears. Cause I'm a player, ain't gonna let you see my tears. Cause I'm a player, ain't gonna let you see my tears. Cause I'm a player, ain't gonna let you see my tears. Cause I'm a player. I couldn't see it coming down my eyes, so I had to make this song cry. I couldn't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I couldn't see it coming down my eyes, so I had to make this song cry. I couldn't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah.
Steady on that grind, you know. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello. That was our last three songs of the night. They were in this order, Run the Jewels, when they knew Run the Jewels, well, Run the Jewels 3 album that just came out like, I'd say just under a month ago. And that was Talk to Me. Then followed by Joey Badass's Penny Royal, Joseph Bad Butt, known by his family as. Also, lastly, Canadian producer Eloquent, I think, or Eloquent. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's got like an A in it or something. And the song was called Maharaja. So those were the last three songs of the night. So now it's just me talking. Anyways, so yeah, no, we had a good time. Got a little bit political, and I gave my address. I can't believe I did that. Yeah, no, I'm gonna bleep that out post-production.
And my social security number is.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it. I'll bleep it out too.
No, it's okay. I couldn't list it off.
We live in a free country. Come on. I don't think anyone's gonna like murder me. And if they do, then
you better hope not.
Good on them, you know. Good on them. Power to them, you know?
Yeah.
They went to the effort to, like, I'm sure, like, if you really wanted to find where I live, you could pretty easily. I'm basically famous.
Basically.
No. I don't know. But, no, it was a good night. Played some good music and stuff. Played some modern hip-hop. Going to be doing classics in a couple shows, maybe, you know, not the next one. I was thinking about doing, like, would you be down for some, like, kind of like thrash garage. I kind of wanted to get into a little bit like rougher, sweatier stuff.
Sure.
Okay, sure. We can do that next. Hopefully you enjoyed some of my more modern selections. You know, I don't know. I'm not like super well versed in hip hop or anything, but I do enjoy it. Like, you know, I do listen to it quite a bit. I don't know. It's very off and on lately. Like, I was listening to like garage a lot. Like, a lot of, I don't know, I was listening to, like, a lot of, like, Mike Kroll, who's pretty good. And also, like, quite a bit of just, I don't know, I also found this band called Ontario Gothic, which is really good. Or no, sorry, they're called, the song is Ontario Gothic, and the band is called something that I don't remember. Anyways, I'll probably play them in the next show, so if you're interested in what I don't remember and I don't want to whip my phone out and fumble around, then, yeah, listen in. It's going to be good. Also, for me to insult every single person in the world next show, too, you can probably, I'll probably do that as well because I'm an idiot. Or I'll do something really dumb. I'll just, like, drop my, like, social security number or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you tell me your mother's maiden name and your first pet?
Oh, shit. I mean, I don't know. That's the thing, right? Like, well, I don't know. Like, I have, like, my passwords and stuff have always been, like, really dumb and, like, really easy to figure out, I think.
Oh, yeah. If you know anything about me, you probably could guess my passwords.
It's like, is it, I love my mom. Is that what your password is?
How'd you guess?
Wow. That's crazy.
So good.
No, I don't know. I'm, like, my passwords have always been, like, really dumb. Like, just, like, I don't know. They were all based off, like, I'm not going to say my password, obviously, but there was this one comic in like Game Informer or whatever where like one of that I used to read as a kid, and there was just some dumb thing that like, I mean, actually no, like a lot of people know this password because, you know, I have many Steam accounts with Counter-Strike on it, and anyways, I share them with friends and stuff for when we like get banned from killing our teammates too much. And anyways, so a lot of them know the passwords. It's kind of like a public account and whatnot. So it's, yeah, no, the password is just from, like, some weird comic from Game Informer where some guy just said something really descriptive. Well, I don't know if you're, like, I'm sure you could, like, figure out how to find the password. But then even if you have the password, then, like, I need to authorize it, you know, through email. Thanks to Steam Guard. Thank you, Valve and Gabe Newell. You sexy bastard. Have you ever seen Gabe Newell? Picture mm-hmm. of him? God, he's a handsome man. All right. When I say handsome, he's like just like a blob. He's like amazing. He's so like, he's just so goofy looking. I love him. He's really great. Gabe Newell's like a god among men. Mm. He's my, I don't know, like, we're talking about celebrities last show, and I don't think there's really anybody who I'd be like super, you know, surprised to see or really like, you know, I guess starstruck is the word, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like but maybe Gabe Newell, I think I would be. Gabe Newell, Hunter S. Thompson, my favorite writer / journalist from the 1970s. Really specific. I don't know. That's really it. Maybe Jello Biafra, but he's like an old ass guy now. That's really it. I don't think I'm like, I don't know. I think I told you this story. Did I? I don't think I told this last. No. I definitely didn't. But like, anyways, actually one time I was starstruck, right? So my family lives close to, in Calgary, the Calgary Flames player, Craig Conroy. Anyways, yeah, he's like lives like a couple blocks away from us. Anyways, I went to elementary school with his kids, and he doesn't actually play for the Flames now. I think he's like the coach or something. I don't know. I don't really watch hockey, but blasphemy. But oh my god. Anyways, so I remember going trick or treating to his house, and I mean, I never really even like was that into hockey or anything. Like, I never watched it at all, but I knew he was like famous. So, you know, I went to his house and like acted really awkward and just like was really starstruck, even though I don't like,
I don't even care
about hockey. Like, yeah. Yeah. No. God, who did I tell that story to? I told it really recently, but
you told it to me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't on the show, was it?
No, you told it to me like 2 days ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. I don't want to be like repeating stuff, you know, yeah. But I don't know. But yeah, no, it was just like really embarrassing, and I just acted like really weird. And I still think about that and cringe, even though it's been like years.
Years, yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things that like...
Ever lying in bed and you just remember it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any of those?
Probably somewhere in the back of my mind.
Somewhere in the back of your head. I have a few of them. I know that's one of them. It's kind of weird though, because I was a kid, and I don't know why I'm still like so like, you know, embarrassed by it all these years by, but I don't know. Let's see what else. I remember like... I think a lot of it had to do with, like, just girls who I dated in, like, junior high and high school. Actually, here's a really embarrassing one. Actually, I'm going to tell it to everybody as well. Basically, like, I remember... oh, geez. Actually, maybe I shouldn't think about it. Okay, I've already said I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. And when I was in, like, the beginning of grade 10, my, like, first, like, actual, like... girlfriend who I was sexually active with, like, I remember like the day, the first day that like, you know, we did stuff or whatever, I basically like went to it was like, you know, I left her house and hung out with my friends, and I was like, hey guys, smell my fingers, guess what that is.
Oh, really?
I'm not even kidding, I actually did that. And that's, I shudder about that. One sec. And yeah, no, god, no, it was terrible. Anyways, people need to get play the show. People need to work on their show. We got to get out of here. Anyways, have a good one. Later. Thanks for listening.